coffee. Hey, do you want to watch my coffee while I go into the coffee shop to get another coffee? Oh, yeah, I got two cups right here. I'll just watch your cups while I watch my cups.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Underwriting support is provided by Body Be Well Pilates, celebrating relocation into a bigger studio with the event Pilates and Prosecco on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Body Be Well Red Hook Studio, located at 7578 North Broadway. For more information, email info@bodybewellpilates.com or 845-758-0790.
I'm standing praising the Lord today, what He has been in my life. And this song is one of my testimonies that make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I want to praise His name. Any time of praising God, you got to know that Satan is there too. So that's His job. And He is there to tear down. So let's come to God and do the things that He would have us do. And then everything will be all right. You pray for me as I go on, that I will be one in His will. You should
have that. They are calling from Wisconsin.
And highway road personnel. In transit, Amtrak has announced the cancellation of all service for Saturday and Sunday. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said that the five main New York area
Gregor Samsa was waking up from anxious dreams. He discovered that in bed he had been changed into a monstrous, verminous bug. He lay on his armor-hard back and saw, as he lifted his head up a little, his brown, arched abdomen divided up into rigid, bow-like sections. From this height, the blanket, just about ready to slide off completely, could hardly stay in place. His numerous legs, pitifully thin in comparison to the rest of his circumference, flickered helplessly before his eyes. What's happened to me? He thought. It was no dream. His room, a proper room for a human being, only somewhat too small, lay quietly between the four well-known walls. Above the table, on which an unpacked collection of sample cloth goods was spread out, Samsa was a traveling salesman, hung the picture which he had cut out of an illustrated magazine a little while ago and set in a pretty gilt frame. It was a picture of a woman with a fur hat and a fur boa. She sat erect there, lifting up in the direction of the viewer a solid fur muff into which her entire form had disappeared. Gregor's glance then turned to the window. The dreary weather, the raindrops were falling audibly down on the metal window ledge, made him quite melancholy. Why don't I keep sleeping for a little while longer and forget the foolishness? But this was sleeping on his right side, and in his present state he couldn't get himself into this position. No matter how hard he threw himself onto his right side, he always rolled again onto his back. He must have tried it 100 times, closing his eyes so that he would not have to see the wriggling legs, and gave up only when he began to feel a light, dull pain in his side, which he had never felt before. Oh God, he thought, what a demanding job I've chosen. Day in, day out on the road. The stresses of selling are much greater than the work going on at head office. And in addition to that, I have to cope with the problems of traveling, the worries about train connects, irregular bad food, temporary and constantly changing human relationships, which never come from the marsh with a single or double hell with it all. Someone like Virginia Ray. He felt a slight itch on the
speeds back and forth, high overhead, and makes a winnowing sound with his stiff tail feathers. The Pine Warbler sings a simple chippy-like trill. It has a rising inflection. It is heard from the longleaf pines of Florida to the pitch pines of New York and southern Canada.
and angels. Therefore, to the next level, human stress is of the lower forces, of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, of the stepping stone that could lead to the kingdom of heaven. So, flesh, our human flesh, now that isn't to put you down and to say, you're all, if you're wearing a human vehicle. I'm wearing a human vehicle because I have to wear one for this task. I don't like it. It doesn't match me. And those who sit in front of me, they don't like their human vehicles that they have to wear for this task, but they have to wear them because the task of overcoming the human kingdom requires that they overcome flesh. The genetic vibrations, the lust of the flesh, the desire to reproduce, the desire to cling to offspring, or spouse, or house, or money, or fame, or job, or that could go on and on. That's human, into the kingdom level, above human. This is not to say that we know that there is a guarantee that we will all together go on board a craft in order to leave before this fading under occurs. We will go definitely on board a craft to leave when this fading occurs. You say, well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is we don't know if we're going to take these flesh bodies on board that craft, or if we'll leave these flesh bodies behind. We don't believe that our Father's kingdom has much need for these flesh bodies. But it's possible that a spacecraft will come down and we'll walk on board that craft and they'll take these bodies from us and issue us the ones that belong to that level so that we might begin service. Or it is also possible that part of our task of faith is our hating this world, even our flesh body, enough to be willing to leave it without any proof other than what we have come to know, that we have nothing to fear, that we are in good keeping, that we can leave the body that we're in, whether it's by martyrdom, because someone went crazy over our righteous blasphemy, or whatever might happen to the body that we wear, and that we might lose it. We do know one thing, we don't care to cling to the life.
The reason I've decided to tell this now is because I want other people who have similar experiences to know that they're not alone. They're not crazy. I was going to school in Missouri, and it was spring break, so I was headed home to see my folks. The sun was going down when I hit the cutoff, 191. You know, it was pretty windy and slow in that area. It's very desolate. After a while, I came around this one curve, and I saw this really bright light. It was in the middle of the road. It was so blinding. At first I thought it was the spotlight from like a police car. But then I realized that it was too high off the ground to be coming from a car. So I put my foot on the brake, but it didn't do anything. I just kept going. The motor ran like my foot was still on the gas.
It can be a traumatic experience to meet your biological parents if you've been adopted. When it comes but if your father is an alien, this is the story that he paged us. I am a genetic experiment that has evolved the last 40 plus years. People have known the ladies. I am one of their children, and I am one of many children. I want people to know that I am not the only one, because I have seven sisters who are identical to me.
A sister of the seven sisters of Eddie Page, the hybrid alien. I don't like the word alien. I like to call us celestial beings.
From the period of 1953 to 1955, with the knowledge the United States government received from these beings, from the Palladians, there was genetic experiments allowed for certain technology exchange.
Under the understanding that this technology will be used for the benefit of all mankind, there will be a list given to the United States government of the women that were selected at random to participate in the experiment. My mother has to be one of the
Thank you. McGuffey's conversational folk say with a dash of Rambo's demonic imagery, even a bit of Yevtushenko's social criticism, whether his verse is free or rhymed, whether the mood is somber, crusading, satiric, subject to fanciful. Mr. Dylan's words and melodies spark with the light of an inspired poet. I think Bob Shelton has something after having heard you sing a number of songs and a couple of your albums. Bob, where are you from? Beginning. Where did you come from?
Well, the beginning, you know, was there in Minnesota. But that was the beginning before the beginning. The beginning was, not until about 3 or 4 years ago. 5 years ago, really. Well, maybe it was even before that.
How did that happen, the 5 years ago? Perhaps we can explore before that, too. But how did that 5 years ago happen when you come to songs?
I don't know how I come to songs, you know, but doing what I'm doing. I'm doing, it's not up to me, you know, to I don't really go into myself that deep. And,
you just go ahead and do it.
I just go ahead and do it, yeah. I'm sort of trying to find a place to pound my nails.
Well, and pounding your nails, did you hear songs when you were little? How did this come about? Did you hear records of Woody Guthrie? Woody, I know, is a factor.
Oh, yeah. Woody's a big factor, Woody. I feel awful lucky, but, you know, I feel lucky just to know you.
Now, you did something. You were in the Midwest. One day you took off and you went to the hospital in Jersey. Why'd you do that?
Well, I didn't take off for the hospital. I was around the country. I saw Woody once, a long, long time ago, I had a long time to play.
That's interesting. You say, when you were a very little boy, your uncle took you and you were very small.
Yeah.
And that was a memory. You remember, though, don't you? What was it?
Everybody else I could see around me was just everybody else. But he was Woody.
I mean, there was no one else but one. I may venture an opinion, there's no one else but one to hear in you, Bob. And though you ever, well, perhaps this will come along as we're talking and singing. I'm asking now about you. It's hard to separate you from the songs you write. So you write most of your songs, don't you?
Yeah, I'm wrong.
What makes you write a song? I say, there's one that old Pete Seeger sings, and that old sings your song. It's an interactive song. It's a great tapestry. It's hard rain. Well, before you tackle that, what made you write that?
Well, I'll tell you how it comes to me. This is one of them kind of songs. It's just one of those I wrote like that. I wrote that because, you know, every line in there is another song. You couldn't be used as a song. Every single line.
Yeah. living in this amazing car. And hours by what deals consummated in what laboratory to take what is not yours to sell out your sons who never to sell the ground of yours for me, Lord. Listen to my last words, Eddie.
Johnny, it takes you 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes to put the wreath on the grave and 6 hours to drive back and forth. Mother wants to remember, so we trot 200 miles into the country and she stays at home.
Well, we're here, John, all right?
Thank you.
plane just to hear yourself talk. There it is.
Last year. Each year we spend good money on these things. And out here and the one from last year is gone.
Well, the flowers die. The caretaker or somebody takes them away.
Yeah, a little spit and polish, you can clean this up and sell it next year. I wonder how many times we bought the same one. Is happening, incredible as they seem, are not the
results of mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. What do they think? We're imagining all this?
Oh,
Even the sounds of nightmare from the other shelters no longer reached him, for he was back where he came from, feeding the ponies with sugar over the garden wall. And someone was shaking his arm and telling him that it was time for tea. Ralph, wake up! The leaves were roaring like the sea. Ralph, wake up! What's the matter? We saw the beast playing. Who are you, the twins? We saw the beast. Quiet. Piggy. The leaves were roaring still. Piggy bumped into him, and the twin grabbed him as he made for the oblong of paling stars. You can't go out. It's horrible. Piggy, where are the spears? I can hear the... Quiet, then. Lie still. They lay there listening, at first with doubt, but then with terror to the description the twins breathed at them between bouts of extreme silence. Soon the darkness was full of claws, full of the awful unknown and menace. An interminable dawn faded the stars out, and at last light, sad and grey, filtered into the shelter. They began to stir, though still the world outside the shelter was impossibly dangerous. The maze of the darkness sorted into near and far, and at the high point of the sky, the clouds were
Me. This is Bill McKibben from 350.org, and you're listening to WGXC. That's 90.7 on your F.
We want to know what you think. WGXC invites listeners to share their ideas, input, feedback, praise, and critiques. Email feedback at wgxc.org or drop a note at our Hudson studio at 704 Columbia Street, second floor.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hudson River Tattoo, providing custom tattoos and piercing with over 20 years of experience. Located at 724 Warren Street in Hudson, Hudson River Tattoo is open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 8 p.m., with both appointments and walk-in services available. For more information, call 518-828-5182 or visit HudsonRiverTattoo.com or search Hudson River Tattoo on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. ICRA.
This is Al Jazeera English, broadcast exclusively on Pacifica Radio.
This is Al Jazeera.
Hello from Doha, everyone. I'm Kamal Santamaria with the News Hour on Al Jazeera. 5 years after he first promised, President Obama vows again to close the U.S.
Hi, I'm Heather.
Hi, Mary Beth Dan.
Our South Padres are in the I Am Cork show at Hudson Opera House from May 4th to June 2nd.
We call it the I Am Project.
Come and meet the artists at the opening on May 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 327 Warren Street in Hudson.
Hi, I'm Steve Charney, host of Knock on Wood, and every Friday at 3:30, thousands of people listen to my show. Thousands, Steve? All right, hundreds of people listen to me play old-time comedy records, everyone from Monty Python to the Muppets, trout fishing in America to Weird Al Yankovic. We also sing funny songs, and I do original routines with Harry My Dummy here using lots of sound effects, just like old-time radio. Hundreds listen, Steve? Okay, tens of people listen to great guests we have on and the funny books we sometimes read. 10, Steve? All right, my mother listens every week to the original funny kids show that's great for the whole family. She listens every week. Well, once a month. Once a month. Cut that out. Knock on wood. Fridays at 3:30, right here on WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the first day of May 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 74. There will be calm winds becoming south at 6 miles an hour in the morning. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 42 and a light south wind. We'll run down the sunny weather report in a moment, but first, here's what's going on in the local news. The gun policy change in Hudson has triggered a supervisors' debate. The proposal to allow members of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors to more easily carry guns on county property has generated a debate among those same lawmakers. Nathan Mayberg writes in the Register Star, an attempt to delay passage of the policy change by members of the Board Finance Committee failed on Tuesday. One supervisor reported calls from constituents opposing the change. Another said the board was sending the wrong message. The proposal under debate would allow supervisors with pistol permits to carry the firearms on county property without written approval, as long as they provide appropriate permits to the board's clerk. Those permits would be stored confidentially. Under the county's current policy, written approval from the Board of Supervisors is required. The measure now moves on for consideration by the full board. You'll find that story in today's Register Star. The state controller's report is showing an overtime increase. Jimmy Vilkin reports in Capital Confidential the amount of overtime clocked by state employees is rising. The $529 million in overtime paid in 2012 was a five-year high, according to a report issued on Tuesday by New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. DiNapoli wrote in the report the increase is more than 11% higher than figures from 2007. DiNapoli's office found seven agencies with more than 25% of their employees working overtime to meet their responsibilities. Significant increases were found in the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision and offices for people with developmental disabilities and mental health. That full story is a post at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, Congressman Gibson outlines the efforts to support young farmers. Harry Teasdale is writing in the Columbia paper that Congressman Chris Gibson chose a recent appearance at Hawthorne Valley Farm to outline efforts in the House of Representatives to revive funding for the multi-million-dollar program called the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Opportunity Act. The bill would continue programs that help train young farmers and would authorize microloans of up to $35,000 to farmers with a farm in production for fewer than 10 consecutive years. The bill would make $55 million a year available for the program nationwide over the five-year proposed life of the new farm bill. Gibson views government support for agriculture in general as a matter of national security. He does not want the U.S. to send troops overseas to protect food supplies in the way the nation does now to protect energy sources. The bill could become law by fall. That full story you'll find in the Columbia paper. Well, the National Weather Service is sticking to its forecast for mostly sunny weather right through the weekend into Monday. Today, it will be sunny with a high near 74. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 42. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Thursday night will bring a slight chance of showers before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 47, but the chance of precipitation is only 20%. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. On Saturday, sunny weather again with a high near 74. Saturday night, clear with a low around 43. And a sunny Sunday with a high near 74. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. And the sun stays with us for back to work Monday. Mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:49 a.m. and will set at 7:55 p.m. for a total of 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the daily news on WGXC, your hands-on radio station, for the first day of May 2013. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy